You're tuned to Perspectives, a weekly public affairs show which airs every Saturday right here on KTEP. Good afternoon. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Perspectives, and joining us today is Jimmy Osmond. Yes, that Jimmy Osmond. And Jimmy Osmond is written a couple of children's books, but his latest children's book is called Jimmy Osmond's Awesome Possum Family Band. And it's a great book with something that perhaps you want to share with your grandchildren, your children, or yourself. I've read it a couple of times, and it's an awesome book. Has some great morals and lessons that you can get out of this book. And as I mentioned again, we're joined by Jimmy Osmond, who is joining us from the Family Theater up there in Branson, Missouri.
Branson, Missouri. How are you, Louie?
I'm doing good, Jimmy. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for having me on, my friend.
You're welcome. Now, a lot of people don't associate you with writing or with anything else. They associate you naturally with the singing Osmond family, as they would
any
other family or any other person. But this book that you came out with questions, what is your talent? And a lot of people in this day and age, specifically when we have the social media, we have people who are afraid to step out, or they'll say, you know, I don't have anything to bring to the table, or I don't have anything to show, but not realizing that they have so much to offer. And basically, I guess that's at least that's the message I got from this book.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that, because that was what I was hoping could come out of it, because you know, I kind of grew up in a very different way. You know, I started performing when I was 3 years old on the Andy Williams television show. My brothers had already, were his background singers and sang on most of his hit records and on his albums. And, you know, I thought every kid did what I did. And, you know, we worked hard, and my brothers really paved the way for us younger ones. There wouldn't be a Donnie, Marie, or Jimmy if it wasn't for Alan Wayne, Merrill, and Jay. And our dad was an Army sergeant, and that discipline in combination with a lot of hard work and a few lucky breaks have allowed us to still be performing 150 shows a year as just the brothers alone. And then, of course, Donnie and Marie are in Las Vegas doing 5 shows a week for the rest of their lives. And it's amazing the longevity that our family has had by just applying certain principles and also having a foundation of love and self-esteem that our parents gave us. We had an amazing mother that was an educator, and our dad, like I mentioned, was an Army sergeant that had had some vocal training as a barber shopper. And, you know, all of that mushed together with Walt Disney and Andy Williams, and it really kind of launched us and mentored us in such a way that you don't really see today, you know. But as far as my story goes, you know, I am the youngest of 9. Can you imagine the hand-me-downs? Quite frankly, Marie's never did me any good. But, you know, I never really knew where I stood, you know, in the family. And I never gave up. I felt like I had some value, but I never felt like I was probably as good-looking as Donnie or I was could sing as good as Marie. But I knew that in all that, there was a place for me. And, you know, the end of this story is a happy ending for me because, you know, I've promoted top artists from around the world and have had my own hit records as well as, 56 gold and platinum records with my brothers. And we've sold 100 million records, which is pretty cool. But the truth is nobody cares about what you did. They want to know what you're going to do for them today. And that's what I love about the training that I received as a kid, that it wasn't about the narcissistic show business world that everyone look at me kind of thing. It was enjoying yourself along the way, finding your niche. And it may not be on stage, and it has been behind the scenes for me many times in my life, you know. And I feel like there's a fun message in there. All my brothers and my sister have done autobiographies, and I've always been a cartoonist, and that's been a hobby of mine. And so I've told my children's stories through my drawings and trying to compare my life but not push it on them. And so this book was actually done for my kids in hoping that, you know, when I'm gone someday that they'll look back and say, hey, look, Grandpa, this is really about his life, you know, but not, you know. So that's why I called it Awesome Possum Family Band, but it's really the Osmond Family Band and the story and the dynamics and the personalities that existed in our family as we were growing up.
We're visiting with Jimmy Osmond, and he is the author of the recent book, Awesome Possum Family Band. It's a children's book, and it teaches children about, you know, dealing with obstacles and fitting in. And Jimmy, what about we hear, sadly, read books, hear, listen to stories about other family groups like the Cowsills, the Jacksons, the Beach Boys, and the fact that there were troubles when they were growing up. And you all seem to kind of, you know, all mesh together and work not only as yourselves, but also with your mom and dad, and really, not that I know of anyway, competition among each other.
Well, we've had those same problems. You know, I used to work for Michael Jackson for a couple of years. Matter of fact, I was the one that put his the Bad Tour together. It was a good tour, but you know, the Bad album that he put out.
Yes.
Which was really a good album. But anyway, it was interesting to talk with them and all the similarities, the Jacksons and the Osmonds. And everyone kind of made us rivals during the 70s. But the truth was, we were great friends, you know. And I have great respect for their family. But yeah, you know, the childhood child star thing, you know, nine times out of ten, it doesn't end happily. And my brothers and my sister and I have every reason to hate each other, like everyone else in show business, because, you know, you get the managers involved and then the egos. But, you know, again, I think it comes down to the training that my parents gave us, that we were all in this together. We were there. We always had a thing that, you know, didn't matter who was out in front as long as it was an Osmond, you know. And my brothers produced all the Donnie Marie shows and the Osmond Family shows. So even though people think, in America anyway, that our brand is about Donnie Marie, you know, that was a family project. And I saw how hard my brothers worked behind the scenes to make that work. And then Donnie and Marie and myself, we've all been respectful, like I mentioned earlier, of that sacrifice and training that it took for all of us to be helpful. And I think, you know, we begin and end with family. And no matter what we say, is when you see people, and I see a lot of people, older people that come to our theater, the Andy Williams Moon River Theater in Branson, and you see people just craving family. And I'm so grateful that we never lost that. I'm grateful that, even though sometimes it's been a hard pill to swallow, like when one brother exceeds more than the other or sister, you know, you kind of question yourself, like, am I as good? Am I as valuable? And, you know, and the answer is yes. God loves each and every one of us the same. And I think once you know that and you realize that you have a place, no matter how dark those spaces are in your life, because we've all had them, that, you know, looking up and knowing that, you know, God cares about you and that you have something unique to offer. Everybody does. And I mean, I look at my little kids now. I mean, they're all so different. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful that they each have something special that brings to our family, and they know it. And it's important as a daddy to make sure they know that they're special and unique and important to me and to our family.
We're visiting with Jimmy Osmond. Jimmy Osmond, of course, from the famous Osmond family, and each and every one of them, as you've heard, has some talent, and they've all displayed it individually, together, and with other people behind the scenes. He's written the book called Awesome Possum Family Band. It's a children's book, and the Awesome Possum Family Band has been invited to sing on television. It's their big showbiz break, and it's time to let their talent shine. And the whole family knows just what they're going to do, except, well, for Possum Number 9. And
me.
Jimmy Osmond is Possum Number 9.
Hey, and you know, it's funny. I gave all the possums a number because that's the way my dad kept track of us. He'd say, count off, and it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And that was 9. And we had to keep track of each other that way. We grew up that old Hollywood way, and we were just tossed to and fro and in crazy situations, and we had to really stay tight together. So that number system paid off. And I kind of make fun of it a little bit in the book, but it really was a true thing.
Now, in the book, again, as you say, everybody is someone special. And as you mentioned in this book, when they're counting off, they number 9, which is you, doesn't know, well, what talent is it? And the dad says, don't worry, you'll find it. So as a member of the Osmond family, and being number 9 and growing up in the Hollywood era, as you said, area, how much of that pressure that you get from not just from your brothers, but being in that society and that genre and talking about the fact that, you know, you have to do drugs, you have to drink, you have to do this, because sometimes, and I think it comes across in this book that you know, children will get pressure from other people and they'll do whatever they have to do to be noticed.
Yeah, and you know, in our case, you know, it was like growing up in a fishbowl. You know, everyone was watching you, and you know, with all the teenage success that we had, you know, we were one of the first big boy bands, you know, and we would tour around, and of course we would be offered everything you could imagine. And in a way, because we stood for something, meaning our religious beliefs and our belief in God and the family solidarity that was so important to us, it really protected us. And people in Hollywood almost would go out of their way to make sure that we weren't seen at the wrong parties. I remember, well, I won't go into that detail because it's on the radio, but there's a lot of fascinating stories where amazing, iconic entertainers like Elvis and, you know, we worked with them and we worked with Frank Sinatra and others that would stand up for us and say, I remember one time there was a major pop artist, number one hit maker, that invited us to a party. And Frank Sinatra himself called our manager and said, I don't want the Osmonds to show up at this party because of what's going to be there. And I mean, that was amazing. And to me, my hat's off to the everyday people that aren't watched like we were watched, that still live a good life, that still have enough courage to push away the drugs or the pitfalls that you come across in life. To me, those are the unsung heroes, that people that are everyday people that don't get that attention, that still, the camera's not on them, but they still live a good life and they still have self-esteem and self-respect. I see a lot of entertainers fall. It's because people want to see you fall, and you've got the wrong people around you. You know, I was talking to, not to be Mr. Name Drop, but Simon Cowell is a friend of mine, and I spent a lot of, about 5 months a year in England, and I was doing the X Factor. It was called Extra Factor, which follows the X Factor over there. And I really had a serious chat with him. I go, you know, you really need a support group for people that don't make it, you know, because when you tell somebody you're no good and they've just put themselves on live television, that does some serious damage to them personally. And he agreed. It was something that recently they had, you know, a person that didn't make it that actually committed suicide over there in England. And it's very true. You need people around you that can just celebrate what's good about you. And not everybody's going to win. And those, some programs are manipulated to do what, you know, depending on who's behind them. And, you know, everyone nowadays, a lot of kids just want to be famous to be famous. And in our case, it wasn't about that. It was about what can we do to be the best we can be, regardless if it's an arena or a cruise ship show, you know? And it was, we were so blessed to have amazing parents. And it does come down to parents. I don't care what anybody says. You know, some people have a single parent family, whatever. As long as you're there for your kid and you're letting them know and validating them, I think that's what I had, and that's what got me through it.
We're speaking with Jimmy Osmond. Jimmy is the author of a book, children's book, Awesome Possum Family Band. Jimmy, you mentioned the fact that you know, there are a lot of people out there who wanted to protect you, but at the same time, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who wanted to see you fail because, you know, whether you're in school, in college, wherever, and people don't like you because you're Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, they want to see you fail, even though deep inside, I think they want to be like you.
Well, I don't know about that, but the truth was, you know, the rock press were never kind to us, but you look back and you look at the real discography and the history of the family, and cumulatively, having sold over 100 million records, that's pretty amazing in today's world, especially back in the 70s. And, you know, but all they would do is the Rolling Stones and other places, not the Stones, but the, you know, magazine I'm talking about, they would, you know, just pick fun at us because we were like this little family of quail running around the world having hit records and selling out arenas, and they would have nothing but negative things to say because, you know, we did believe in, you know, we were Christians and that we're openly talk about that, and we, you know, believed in family values, and, you know, we wouldn't sing songs that had, you know, double entendres in them, and, you know, we stood for something, and it was so cool to see, like Led Zeppelin, for instance. They were wonderful guys. We were playing in London at the big arena there, and they had played the night before, and I remember going to see them, and their manager was like, "Oh, don't bring the Osmonds on stage. That'd be terrible for your reputation, you know, because these guys are hard rocker guys, you know." And they didn't care. They brought us on, and the place went wild. We went back after the show, and they're there throwing frisbees with their families and playing backstage, and we were playing with them. And I just thought, that's wonderful, you know. The real people in the world that are real stars that have lasted, they got it together. They know what family's about. And you know, even though, like I mentioned, the rock press wasn't always kind to my brothers, now, you know, you have amazing hard rock and roll groups and, you know, pop groups coming forward and say, yeah, my guilty pleasure on my iPod was Crazy Horses, which was a great rock and roll song, you know, that the brothers wrote, or Hold Her Tight, or Down by the Lazy River. And it's so nice to have lasted during the arc of that criticism to now seeing, you know, people having a sense of respect that we made it through it without having to compromise who we were.
We're visiting with Jimmy Osmond, author of Awesome Possum Family Band. It's a children's book, and it deals with character. It's about the Awesome Family Band, Possum Family Band, and there are nine of them, and they all have talents except for number nine, who is Jimmy. He's looking for his talent, and he finds out at the very end, you know, what his talent is. And it's a very special gift, and I'm not going to talk about it because you can read it in the book. But Jimmy, you're too humble because you do have a lot of talent. And in fact, he has enjoyed performing in front of millions of people worldwide, as you've heard him, including the Queen of England. And Jimmy was the first in his family to receive a gold record. I'm sure a lot of people don't know about that. When he was only 5 years old, and together he and his family have sold over 100 million records. The Osmonds have received numerous awards and honors over the years, including a star on the famous Hollywood Walk of Fame. However, one of Jimmy's favorite things to do is create characters. You heard him say that he likes to draw cartoons and sketch, and so he likes to do that, and he stays active helping raise money for the children hospitals and by sitting on the board of the Children's Miracle Network, which is an awesome, awesome place, awesome organization. Although, you know, you hate to see these children, what they're going through, but they're very brave children, and they're very, yeah. It's incredible. My wife and I and a coworker went Friday to the local gospel rescue mission to visit with the children and to help them make holiday crafts. And you should have seen their smile was just...
Oh, it's just amazing.
It's incredible,
kid.
Yes.
And you know, it's an interesting story. You were talking about me trying to find my talents, but my two older brothers, they were born deaf. And can you imagine being deaf?
Wow. And a musician.
And seeing your brothers, your siblings, and your sister do all this stuff. To me, they're my real heroes, but because of them, my mother started the Osmond Foundation, which created the Children's Miracle Network at our studios years ago, over 35 years ago, and now it helps, well, it's raised $5 billion, $1 at a time, thanks to a lot of wonderful people out there and sponsors, and it helps 17 million kids a year, but for me, one of those children were mine. It was my kid, and I remember being in an ambulance, running down to the hospital, and the very piece of equipment that was helping my daughter had our little Children's Miracle Network balloon on it. And I just, with tears in my eyes, I just said a prayer, you know, thanking God, and also for my mother, who had the foresight to, and a pure heart to start such an organization. Because everyone thinks children's hospitals are so wealthy and stuff, you know. And it's having been on the inside of that for many years, it's not the case. You know, there's equipment needed, There's subsidies needed. And when your child is in that predicament like mine was, you give anything to help these kids. And it's really humbling to go and, you know, see these little ICU units, you know, these preemie units, and see these children that can be saved if they have the right tools. And so you get pretty fired up, you know, when it's actually happened to you. But I don't know anybody that hasn't been affected in some way by a children's hospital. They do amazing, amazing work.
Well, thank you for helping out with that, Jimmy. And
you bet.
As you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, you're in Branson, Missouri, where you and your family have shows, weekly shows, daily shows, actually. And I'm sure that you get a pretty eclectic crowd, and you get people who remember you as the Osmond Brothers, remember you singing. And I remember one of the songs that you had, I guess it was during the British invasion, and that you wanted to be the long-haired lover from Liverpool.
Yeah, the song you love to hate. In England, it's like a Barney song, you know what I mean? Everyone sings it to kind of make fun. But it gave me so much exposure. It put me in the Guinness Book of Records as the longest number one and the youngest kid to ever have a number one record. And to this day, you know, when I close here at our theater, I'll fly over and I do these Christmas productions on my own in England. And, of course, every time they bring that silly song out, and people love it because they all know it, you know, and love to sing back. And I kind of learned a long time ago that it's not about me. It's really about people remembering their lives when you were lucky enough to be on the radio. And so now I have fun doing it. But at one time in my life, I was like, wait a minute, you know, that's not the only hit I ever had. But that one really stuck over there, especially in Europe, you know.
It's also part that as a listener, as an audience member, as just a member of, you know, general public, you shared that song with them. And so they remember that song shared a special piece of their life with them, whether they may have been going through something when they heard that song or because it touched them in a special way. You, Jimmy Osmond, had a special place in their life because when they hear that song, it brings back that time.
Yeah, and, you know, we have a show I'm working on now. It's called The Hit Show. It's not just about our hits, but it's about all kind of music that take people back to an easier day. And I think that's what people want, is to escape when they come to a show. And, you know, for us, it's been a lot of fun. And then, you know, it's kind of a weird, serendipitous kind of thing where, you know, of course, Andy Williams was the guy that gave me my big break. And I dedicated this book to him, by the way, because that's what it was about. And now I acquired myself the Andy Williams Theater here. It's a beautiful 2,100-seater, and I produce 400 shows a year here in Branson, Missouri. And, of course, we're not in all of them because it'd be like Groundhog Day, you know. But I just think it's so wild. The very guy that gave me my break, his family has empowered me to continue to keep his legacy alive. So right now I'm finishing up we finished the Christmas shows, the Andy Williams Christmas spectaculars that we produce every year, and I put my brothers in them and the Lennon sisters, and, you know, the kind of variety that you kind of expect from one of the older style Osmond family television shows, Donnie Marie shows, or Andy Williams shows. And seeing people go back and remembering music of their past and sharing it with their families is a really cool, it's not a job at all, it's just really a cool opportunity, and I love it.
We're speaking with Jimmy Osmond, the author of The Awesome Possum Family Band, a children's book which highlights people and the talents that we have, what gifts we have to offer to other people. And, of course, it's if you look closer, it's if you remember the Osmond Brothers and Jimmy Osmond, Donnie and Marie. As you mentioned, Crazy Horses, One Bad Apple, She's a Little Bit Country, I'm a Little Bit Rock and Roll, Paper Roses. I can go on. Of course, the Barney song, as he refers to, Long-Haired Lover from Liverpool. Which is a great song. And what I was going to ask you was, because you were there, and people love nostalgia, people love to remember, whether it's good or bad, but sometimes, you know, because it's good. And when you're there, do you think sometimes that they will say, well, you know, they're getting older, or of course we're all getting older, but John Lennon once said that the Beatles would never get back together because the critics would tear them apart, saying they're not as good as they used to be. Do you get people judging you or telling you anything about, you know, do you have any pressure that we got to be as good as we used to be or better? Or
no, I think the beauty of our family, we grew up on television, and we were not so much just pigeonholed as one, you know, song artist kind of a thing, you know, that could be compared. We're ever changing, you know. I'm in plays. I just finished Chicago, and I did, you know, I do these productions every year, Grease, and, you know, so we're always trying different things. And, you know, like my sister, she's either selling Nutrisystems or she's, you know, doing her Vegas show. And I think that's the key to a long career, is to always ever be changing and not trying to rest on your laurels or the success you've had, you know, but continuing to reinvent yourself and try new things and become relevant to people today. Because, again, you know, young kids, they could care less about how many hit records you had. They want to know if the show they're going to go to is going to be fun. And I think that's what we really have focused on. And we try not to rub our history into the audience, but we do have photos that take them back from, you know, 5 decades of a career, which is pretty impressive, you know. And now our young kids are talented. They sometimes perform in the show, and it's neat to see. I've had my day, but it's kind of neat to see my kids grow and try different things.
Jimmy, do you have a Facebook page where people can go and check out more about this book and also
sure.
your shows at Branson?
Sure. You can go to andywilliamstheater.com, or you can go to our site. My site's osmond.com, osmond.com, and you can see all the crazy stuff that we're all involved in. And I tried to create a site that, you know, celebrated all of my brothers and my sister. I mean, I've had more fun creating opportunities for my brothers and my sister than my own picture. You know what I mean? And everything I do, I love to kind of showcase all of my family's doing, because I'm proud of them. And I know that I wouldn't have had any of these chances or successes if it wasn't for their hard work as well. So you can go on any of my sites, which are the two I mentioned, and you'll always see what all the Osmonds are up to these days.
Well, thank you very much. We've been visiting with number 9.
Number 9.
Jimmy Osmond, who just wrote the children's book, Awesome Possum Family Band. And as you just heard, Jimmy does have a website, andywilliamstheater.com. And also you can go to the osmonds.com.
And or just osmond.com.
Osmond.com. Yeah. And you can see more about the shows that they're producing and also the books. Jimmy, thank you very much for being with us.
God bless, my friend. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jimmy. Perspectives is taped and produced at KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to Perspectives. I'm Luis Sainz.